Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh God, that you are a great God, a mighty King. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are the great and mighty I Am. You are Lord. You are King. Nobody, Yeke Orabaka, as great as you, oh God. No human words can express your greatness, oh God. You are divine. Oh, I reverence you today, oh God. And Father God, as we pray for safety and protection, we thank you that we are hidden under the shadow of your almighty wings. We cover ourselves, our families, our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire, oh mighty Keshe, let your fire, oh God, surround and protect our lives from destruction in Jesus' name. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and protect us, O God. Let your glory be our covering to protect us, Father God. Hold us up, and we will be safe. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into it, and we are safe. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you make us to dwell in safety. Set us in safety from those who comfort us. Let us dwell in our land safely in Jesus' name, the land that you gave us, O God. Lead us safely, and we will not fear. Let the sea, let the sea overwhelm our enemies in Jesus' name. Let us lie down and rest in safety. We will dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid in Jesus' name. Keep us as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. We trust in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will we trust. Be our covert from the storm and the rain. Be our covert from the winds and the tempest. In Jesus' name, cover our head in the day of battle. Cover us with the shadow of your hand. Cover us with your feathers. Be our defense and our refuge, O God. In the name of Jesus, defend and deliver us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory be our defense, O God. In the name of Jesus, defend us from those who rise against us. Lord, you are a shield and our hiding place. In Jesus' name, Lord, surround us with your shield of protection. Bring them down, O Lord, our shield. Let your truth be our shield, O God. Lord, you are a sun and shield. Lord, you are a shield and exceeding great reward. We will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us because you are a shield for us. You are a strong tower from the enemy. And we bless your name. We praise your name. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, O God. We thank you that you are a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men. Welcome back. And welcome back to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We serve a risen Savior. He lives. Oh, yes, he does. He is the King of Kings. He created you and me and the world at large. He owns the earth, and guess what? He owns everything in it. He loves our children, and he gave them to us as gifts. Let's train our children up to love our God with all their heart, soul, and strength, and to love everybody like they love themselves. Let's show them by being good examples. It is not just the way we live when we are around them in their presence, but all even when we are not in their sight. They pick up from us because of the bloodline, because we are body, soul, and spirit. They pick up from us. What they don't even see, they pick it up. They are sensitive, even if you try to talk over their heads, have conversations that you think they don't understand. They know what you're talking about, just like you knew what your parents were talking about when they tried to talk over your head, and you understood. We must also be careful who we bring around our children. Our children are precious. They are precious to our Lord. And you know what? He said, allow the children to come to him. And you know what? We got to protect our children. I see little babies running close to the street, playing out in the sidewalk, parents way back sitting on the porch. If they dash out, you can't grab them. You got to hold on to the children. Hold on to them. You know, if you got to sit next to them, let them go in the backyard and play. Don't let them play in the street. You know, people are on drugs nowadays. They're not paying attention to your children. They don't even know if they're alive. They don't even know that where they're doing, where they're going. They're not even alive. You know, our children are precious. We got to protect them. So many children are coming up missing. They're coming up missing. And sometimes people they know have abducted them. Make sure you pray for your children and everybody else's children in the entire world. It's too much bloodshed of our children. They are innocent. We must protect them. We must teach them to call on the name of Jesus who can protect them. He can protect them 24/7. We're limited. We get tired. We got to go to sleep. You got to go to work. We can't watch over them. But God, the Almighty, he sees all. He knows all. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He won't ever leave them. He won't ever forsake them, nor you. We're limited. We can only be in one place at one time. But God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. You know, you probably heard of Amber Alerts. If you search, you know, if you search it out on the web. It, you know, Amber Alerts, it's called the American Missing Broadcast Emergency Response. You know, when children are abducted, the Amber Alerts program is a voluntary partnership law enforcement agency, broadcasters, transportation agencies, and wireless industry to activate urgent bulletins in the most serious child abduction cases. The goal of the Amber Alert is to instantly galvanize the entire community to assist in the search for the safe recovery of a child. We must protect our children. Make sure they are safe. Do not trust people you barely know with your children. Know where your children are at all times. Visit your child's school. Update emergency information so that you can be reached. Be reachable also. Don't say, oh, that's just a school, and, you know, don't answer the call. No, no, no. Even if you think your child is giving trouble in the school, answer the call. Most of all, listen to your children. Excuse me. When you know, even when you think they don't want anything, no matter how minor you think it is, you listen to them. Even if you're on the phone, you know, and they're disrupting you, they're disrupted. Take time to listen to them. Say, what is it? What you want to tell Daddy? What you want to tell Mom? Encourage them to tell you everything. And who knows? It might keep them safe. You know, their lives are important. Don't treat children like they don't matter. Treat your children with love, kindness, and respect. Love them. Be affectionate towards your children. Don't just send them off to school. Give them a hug. God forbid, you don't know your last days here on the earth. You don't even know your children's last days here on the earth. They may live to be 120, but they may not live to be 20. We don't know. We're praying that our children will live out all of their days. Leave home in peace. Send them to school in peace. Clear up misunderstandings. Make sure you clear up misunderstandings, you know, with your children. Don't let them leave out in an uproar. All they're going to do is go to school and cause an uproar there. Or they'll go to somebody else's house and skip school. They'll say, you know what, Mom, you know, they'll be all smoking crack to get rid of the stuff that was left from the house. You know, where the arguments took place, where you were fussing. You should have got your shoes last night. You should have get the Make sure they get their shoes at night. Make sure they got their clothes ready at night. Make sure that when they get up, everything's ready to go. They know the routine. Don't do something sometimes. Have a routine for your children. Do this first, do this second, do this third, do this fourth, and so forth. Have a routine in your household. Set routine. rules and guidelines. Make sure you know where they are all the time. If you, you know, you drive around and you see them downtown and they're supposed to be at Sally's house or supposed to be at John's house, you take care of that business. You let them know, hey, don't you go nowhere I didn't send you. You know, Amber Alert, you know, they're going to pick up, but you need to know where they are so they don't even get abducted, even if you have to pick them up from school every day or have a van to pick them up from school. Maybe you don't need to work. Maybe you need to be home with them. You can. You know, I know money is important, but money is not more important than your children's lives. Take care of your children. Like I said before, treat them with love, kindness, and respect. Be affectionate towards them. Now I'm going to read a prayer to deliver them from evil. You know, evil is lurking everywhere today. It's lurking, you know, in the street. It's lurking all around our houses. Evil is lurking everywhere. So I'm going to pray a prayer. It's called the Prayer for Deliverance from Evil. Deliver us from evil. I pray that you will keep us from evil, O God. Let no evil touch us. Put to shame those who wish evil on us. Let no evil disease cleave to our body. We will not be afraid of evil tidings. We will not be visited with evil. We refrain our feet from every evil way so that we might keep your word. Preserve us from evil, O God. Deliver us from the evil man. Let people be healed of plagues and evil spirits, O God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will keep all of us from evil. Let the evil spirits be cast out. We will not be overcome with evil, but we will overcome evil with good. We put on the whole armor of God that we might stand in the evil day. We cancel all the plans and forces of evil sent against our lives, the lives of our family members. Let the works of evil be burned by your holy fire. Let men repent of evil and turn to righteousness. Let no evil be established in our lives, but let your righteousness be established. We loose ourselves from evil doers and evil soul ties in the name of Jesus. So as I said before, you know, Amber Alert, it helps find children that have been abducted. But we got to watch our children more closely. Make sure you know where they are at all times. Don't just say, you know, don't just let them go where they want to go. You know, they're going to a friend's house. You don't know the parents. You don't know where they're going. You don't know if they're drug addicts. You don't know if they're murderers. You don't know if they got a record. You don't know nothing about them. Make sure you know where your children are going and who they're hanging with. I want to tell you a testimony about, and I'm going to give her a fake name, but I met this young lady. I'll call her Sally. Sally lived in Jacksonville. And I met her and her grandmother in a Family Dollar. And the Lord led me to pray for them. So I prayed for them, and I had a girls group that I worked with at the church. So I gave a young lady my card. She started calling me and coming to the girls group and, you know, found out that there are situations involved with the child. You know, she'd gone through a lot in her young life. She was about 15, I believe, at the time when I met her. Precious child. Knew the word. Mother brought her, let her go to, you know, a private Christian school. And eventually, you know, the child came to live with me. And, you know, of course, I had to set up rules. Every morning, you know, we prayed together. Before, when she came to live with me, it was during the summertime. But we would pray together in the summer, and we had time to study the Word. And that child loved to study the Bible. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're living with people, conflict come up. So we didn't always agree on everything. So I said, you know what, Sally, every night, this is what we're going to do. So I set Sally next to me, and I said, this is what we're going to do. I said, now, I'm gonna be the example. I'm gonna be the lead, and then you follow me. I said, you know what? Today I was really upset with you because you did this. And then, you know, this morning I asked you to do that and you didn't do it. And so I really got upset with you about this, that, and the other. And I named what I was upset about. And I said, but you know what? I thank God for you. Because today when we went to the grocery store, the bag was so heavy for me that you said, I'll hold it for you, Sister G. You know, I was cooking in the kitchen and you cleaned the kitchen up. And I appreciate that. And I say, you know what? You are so precious to me. I thank God for putting you in my life. So every time, you know, every night we sit down and we hash out or we talk about, we couldn't interrupt each other. I say, okay, now it's your turn. You tell me everything that happened that I made you upset about today, and then you tell me the good thing. So she said, well, Sister G, you did this to me, and I ain't like it, and you did that today, and I ain't like that, and I couldn't understand why you did that. So we would have what I call a clearing meeting. And after we clear, I said, anything else? She said, yeah, one more thing, this and that and the other. And then we would pray together, and we didn't bring that mess up no more. We let it alone. We forgot about it. And, you know, that's a good thing to let your children tell you, Mama, you did this to me, and Daddy did. Don't tell them. You don't tell me. I'm grown. I'm the daddy. I'm the mama. No, no, no. Let them express themselves. In expressing themselves, you find out things about them you didn't even know, you know, because they're growing and developing, and eventually they get their own friends, and they pick up different things you may not even know. So let them tell you what's going on with them. Let them tell you about their lives. So, you know, Sally and I pray together every morning before she went to school, and I'll never forget one day I took her to school, and oh my gosh, she was so angry with me because she wanted to wear an outfit, and I said, no, that's inappropriate to wear to school. I said, I can see, you know, your panties are showing, and people will be able to see it. See, she couldn't see because it was, you know, it was on her clothes, and I said, no. I can see through those pants you have on. So you take that off and wear this. Oh, she was so angry at me. It's like, why you got to tell me what to wear? By that time, she was 16. And I said, yes, but that's not an appropriate. Well, so-and-so do it. And so-and-so, I said, excuse me. I'm telling you what we're going to do in this household. I can't tell other people what they're going to do in their household. But it's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord, and you will not wear that outfit. So she changed into something else, and we rode in the car. She was mad at me, pouted at me all the way to school. Well, I just praised the Lord right on, and I thanked the Lord. So we got to school. She was in high school, went to a good school, very smart child, very smart. I said, guess what? You're not getting out this car till you that anger leaves you. And she pouted. She and puffed and puffed, and she was so angry at me. So pretty soon, I said, get out the car, Sally. So she got out the car, and I just put my arms around her. And she was so mad, but I would not move my arms from around her until that anger melted. And pretty soon we were both laughing. She said, you are embarrassing me, Sister G. Look at my friends laughing. I said, they only laughing because they wish that they could have a hug like you getting a hug. So I said, I'm glad, you know, you're with me. And I said, I really love you, but I want the best for you. You can't do what you want to do. I can't even do what I want to do. So she went on to school, and I had a good day, and she had a good day. And that night, of course, you know, we discussed that. We cleared that up. We talked about that more, and she let it go, and I let it go. And she realized, I didn't know what you were telling me. You know, I'm glad you told me. And even today, you know, she'll call me sometimes. She'll say, Sister G, I really appreciate you, what you did for me. She said, I know I didn't understand then. But, you know, sometimes your children are not going to understand. But you being the parent, you just going to have to step in and do what's best. You know, you can't say, well, baby, what you want to eat? They'll eat a honey bun for breakfast every day. And then they'll be sick, having colds, snotty noses, running to the doctor every day. And you go like, I don't know why my children are not healthy, because they're not eating healthy food. So you being the parent, let them know, hey, baby, I'm the parent, and I know what's best. Otherwise, God would have had you brought up like a, you know, one of them animals where you could just go rip or run, do whatever you want to do. But because God gave you to me, these are the rules, and this is what you must abide by. Now, when you get your own house and you set the rules in your house, you abide by those. But in the meantime, here are the rules. Going to follow. But there are also consequences, and there are rewards for following the rules. That's how God is. So now, I am concerned about all the things that are going on with our children. So I'm going to pray a prayer over them from my apostle's book. It's called Prayers That Bring Change. And by Apostle Kimberly Daniel. And it's prayer against the spirit of death. You know, this looks like a death spirit over the land. And I'm going to pray that that death spirit will be removed, that Lord will remove that death spirit, and our children will not be killed in the streets. We won't hear the news every night about how they're getting killed, murdered, you know, on drugs, all of those things. So as I pray, you pray silently with me. I mean, you pray out loud because, you know, you're already on silent, but you pray with me as I pray also. In the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of death over our city, from our families, off of our lives in the name of Jesus. The threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave has already been defeated by the precious blood of Jesus. Early death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicide, and every form of death is bound and blocked in the name of Jesus. We call the names of the strong men of death and pull their strongholds down. Azareel, Uriel, Samuel, Grim Reaper, Lathiel, Father Time, Osiris, Heel, Izamel, Shemal, Thamos, Thanatos, Kalma, Hades. The assignment of death is broken off of us and all of our future generations, all of our family members, which includes death through sickness and disease, domestic violence, violent crime, crib death, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion and miscarriage, terrorism, empty shell assault, freak accidents, gang violence and initiation, hijackings, robberies and burglaries, occult sacrifices, organized police and government corruption, drug deals and other organized crimes, generational curses and infirmity of and sickness, abuse of the weak and the innocent. I declare that none of these will have any power over us, especially our children, ever in the name of Jesus. We confess with Psalm 68:20 that escape from death comes from the sovereign Lord. We declare that the Lord has not given us over to death, Psalms 118:18. God, I thank you that we have found wisdom that breeds life according to Proverbs 8:35. We have the favor of God over our lives because we love wisdom and will not court death. We agree with Proverbs 12:28 that life is the way of moral and spiritual prosperity, and its path, and in its path there is no death. The word of the Lord in Proverbs 10:2 declares that the treasures of the wicked profit nothing, but the righteous are delivered from death. We are delivered from death. Our spouse is delivered from death. Our family is delivered from death. Our seed is delivered from death. Death has no victory over our lives. There is no sting. The spirit of death is bound, and the spirit of life is loosed. We will live a full, abundant life. We will live and not die. The law of wisdom has caused us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14, we will not walk in the way that seem right, but leadeth to death. Proverbs 14:12. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love people. John 3:14. Those who draw to death are far from us. Those who are drawn to death are far from us. Our households are not houses that are a way of hell and chambers of death. Our feet do not lead to death, Proverbs 5:5. Because we love wisdom, we do not have a covenant with death, Proverbs 8:36. Because we do not pursue evil, death is not our portion. We are delivered from the messenger of death, Proverbs 16:24. We have passed from death to life because we love each other, and we understand that to hate is to abide in the spirit of death, 1 John 3:14. The fumes that have ignited the airways for the spirit of death to flow are falling to the ground. They are under our feet and have been sucked back into the pits of hell. Atmospheric death is cursed to the root. The ruach of the Holy Spirit has blown it away. The scent of revival is in the air, and restoration is released unto us seven times. The gates of hell, death, and the grave shall not prevail against our city. There is life and death in the power of our tongues, and we use the life of our tongue to displace the spirit of death. We speak manifold life, abundant life, 100-fold life in Jesus' name. Death is swallowed up in victory. Our righteousness delivers us from death, Proverbs 10:2. There is no death in the way of the righteous. The law of the wise is a fountain of life that causes us to depart from the snares of death, Proverbs 13:14. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. The terror that comes by night has been overthrown. La Lito has been cast back into her hole. We serve the God of salvation, and the issues of death belong to him. Though the Lord chases us sorely, he has not given us unto death. Psalms 118:18. He has given us over. He has given us keys over death, hell, and the grave. We will walk in the victory in our city and every surrounding county. Our borders are blessed and cannot be cursed by the infiltration of the death spirit. We believe every word that we have spoken, and we believe that the manifestation of the power of these words will be a sign to our city that shall cause the government and the media to know that Jesus is Lord. As a result, many souls will be saved in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I thank God for his word is holy, his word is righteous, and his word is able to deliver us from death. I want to share a passage of scripture with you today, and it's one of the Bible characters. His name is Joshua, and you know Joshua was a mighty, mighty man of God. He came after Moses. After the death of Moses, after the death of the Lord's servant Moses, the Lord said to Moses' assistant Joshua, son of Nun, my servant Moses is dead. Now you and all these people must cross the Jordan River into the land that I am going to give the people of Israel. I will give you every place on which you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your borders will be the desert. Your borders will be the desert on the south, nearby Lebanon to the Euphrates River, the county of the Hittites on the north, and the Mediterranean Sea on the west. No one will be able to oppose you successfully as long as you live. I will be with you, and as I was with Moses, I will never neglect you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, because you will help these people take possession of the land I swore to give to their ancestors. only be strong and very courageous, faithfully doing everything in the teachings that my servant Moses commanded you. Don't turn away from them. Then you will succeed wherever you go. Never stop reciting these teachings. You must think about them night and day so that you will faithfully do everything written in them. Only then will you prosper and succeed. And Joshua was very, very prosperous, and he had great success. And you know what? God honored Joshua. He gave him many victories, victory after victory after victory after victory. And, you know, Joshua, he was a man of good character. You know, he was a man of faith. He trusted in God. He consecrated himself before the Lord. He spent much time in the presence of the Lord. He was spiritually minded. He reverenced God. He had much courage. He was obedient to God. And you know what? He made wise decisions, very wise decisions. And he was a high priest. And God used Joshua mightily. Joshua had victory after victory after victory. And you know what? We're God's servants too. He's not a respecter of persons. He'll give us victory after victory after victory. When we're obedient to him, we must teach our children to be strong. We must teach them, you know, to be courageous. And then we got to teach them the word of God. You know, when we teach our children the word of God, they're going to be steadfast, unmovable. They ain't going to be straddling the fence. They're not going to do, drugs one day and read the Bible the next day. I remember this was about a year or so ago. I was at a high school, and they have a track around the school. So I was walking around the track, and I remember the Lord pointed out a young lady for me to pray for. So I say, where? I didn't even see her at first. But as I got closer, I said, oh, there she is. And I prayed for her and her little sister. And then I went on. And then I kept walking. And then I saw two young men up on some bleachers. And I was just teasing them. Sounds like they were cracking crabs. I said, y'all got any crabs for me? I like some crabs. And as I got closer, I realized it wasn't crap. It was drugs. And I said, wait a minute. I had a conversation with him. I said, wait a minute. And one young man had the Bible in his lap. I said, wait, now you got the word of God. And you got, he said, yeah. Bible talk about green herbs. I said, baby, you all mixed up. I said, the green herbs, the Bible talk about is herbs you cook with, herbs you use for medicinal reason when you're sick. Or when you want to, you know, make your food taste better. I said, don't have nothing to do with, I said that you're not, drugs don't have nothing to do with herbs. Y'all call them that, but that's not what it is. I said, that's mind altering. Anything that alters your mind other than Jesus Christ is not healthy for you. I mean, he proceeded to tell me all about how, and he was studying good, and he was reading the Bible to me. I said, my God, our children are so mixed up. He was mixed up about herbs, talking about drugs with herbs, just as mixed up as he could be. Well, the Lord allowed me to see him again. I was riding the bus one day, and the Lord allowed me to see that young man and his friend. And before I left them that day, I asked him if I could pray for him. They said, yeah. And they were sitting up. They said, stand up and reverence God. And they did. They listened. They stood up. But God allowed me to see them again on the bus. And I waved up, and they looked over there, and they said, well, yeah, that's that lady that prayed for us. And you know what? They were the young man that stuttered, he wasn't even stuttering. He was having a conversation with me so distinct, plain. And I said to myself, those drugs must have been making him stutter. And I even saw him a third time. He never stuttered. So those drugs were altering his speech, his brain. He couldn't even think right. He had the wisdom of a, I don't know what, I ain't going to even say. But he had no wisdom, especially the wisdom of God. And he had the Bible. You know, the devil know the word. Not saying the child was the devil, but the devil was using him to take drugs so his body would not be healthy. You know, Joshua, the book says, you know, don't let this law depart out of your mouth. You know, we have to think about it. You know, talk about the word of God. You know, at church I teach the children to memorize scriptures. Sometimes I teach them the same scripture over and over till they learn it. Then we move to another scripture over and over and over. You got to teach your children the word. It's admonition against the devil. You know, Jesus used admonition against the devil. He said, it is written, Satan. Three times he told me. Satan came to him, oh, you know, he read it over there in Matthew 4. He says, each time Satan came to Jesus. Now, you know, if he's going to come to Jesus, he's going to come to you. He's going to come to me. You know, Jesus was all-powerful and almighty. He knew who Jesus was. He went to him. He said, now, listen, you know, turn these stones into bread. You ain't ate in 40 days. I know you hungry. You know, that's how the devil do our children. He said, well, you know, your parents ain't going to find out. Just take a little puff. It ain't going to hurt you. And then, you know, they just keep pressing them and pressing them. You know, even as adults, sometimes we get pressed. I had something like that happen to me recently. I was in the health food store, and you know, I had to repent. I heard the Lord say, don't buy that, and I bought it anyway. This lady trying to tell me it's going to be good for me, so I'm listening to her instead of him. Now, you know it made me have a terrible stomachache. I said, Lord, I should have listened to you. Please forgive me. But, you know, God is quick to forgive, and I thank God. He watched over me. That stuff could have really sent me to the hospital. But because he said, okay, that's my child. I'm watching out for her. I know she ain't going to obey me. He knew what we're going to do even before we do it. He knew I was going to go there and buy that. He even warned me not to buy it. But did I listen? No. I was disobedient. So I asked the Lord to forgive me for not obeying him. You know, it says we got to meditate on the word. You know, when you read the 23rd Psalm, you say, Lord, you are my shepherd, I shall not want. Even on the highway, you could be driving and they'll come to you. Oh, you could say, Lord, you are my shepherd, I shall not want. And, you know, you can think of Joshua. You know, he says, let this book of the law not depart out of your mouth, but meditate on it. When you going to meditate on it? When you get up in the morning, as you're taking your bath, while you're driving, you know, when you're eating your breakfast, you're going to think about the word. You know, many times I'm sometimes sitting up thinking about negative things, and I say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And then I say, Lord, sometimes I eat with the word in front of me. I say, let me replace this negative thought with the word. And I sit there and I read the word. And don't you know my whole mindset changed? I forget about the negative. And, you know, he says, meditate on the word day and night. And then do everything that's written in it. You know, it said, obey the Lord thy God. And you know what? I have to repent every day because I said, Lord, I don't know all your statutes. I don't know all your law. You said, who can know his errors? I don't know all my errors. So I have to repent. Sometimes I'm just openly rebellious. I tell you the truth. And I just say, I don't want me. But you know what? I thank God that he forgive me and that he don't take my life. You know, for not obeying him right then. He allow us to do, you know, what we want to do. But guess what? He already know it's going to lead us up the creek. He know before we go. We don't know, but he know. We think we know what's best. I be thinking, oh, yeah, I know. I know what's best for me. I done lived all these years. I tell you what, I don't even know what's best for me. So every day I have to say, Lord, lead me today. Guide me today in your way. So, you know, he told Joshua, he said, no, listen, after you read the word, after you study the word, then you do everything it says, and then guess what? That word, when you do it, it's going to make you prosperous, and you're going to have good success. Isn't that awesome? It's going to make you prosper. It ain't just talking about money. But, you know, you can prosper in the spirit. You can go from one level in the spirit to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. Your anointing can get greater. And so, you know, it's good to obey God in everything. So, you know, then after you prosper, you will have good success. And the children, too. This word is for children as well. You know, when they do go to school, you know, I tell my children all the time, I say, you know what? When you get in that classroom and you don't know the work, you can say, Lord, I can do all things through you who strengthen me. Help me, Lord. Help me with this word. I don't understand it. Help me, Father. Now, you know he's going to help the children. He loves the children. And when they call on him, I know it just touches his heart. Because when they ask me something, it touches my heart. You know, they ask me. You know, children are so precious. They just touch my heart. So I know they touch the heart of the Father. You know, read God's word. Study God's word. Think about what you read. Study it over and over. Ponder over it. Ponder over the meaning. Say, God, what you're trying to show me? As God revealed to you about, you know, what you read. Say, Lord, what you trying to tell me? What you want to show me, oh, God? I know you had me read this for a reason. You know, every day when I sit down, I don't know what to read. I just hear the voice of the Lord say, read this, read that. Why you want me to read it? I don't know. I just obey it. Just read it. Sometimes I don't even remember what I read after I read it. I have to go back and read it again. And then sometimes I ponder over it. I say, oh, I wonder what that word meant. Wonder why the Lord had me to read this and read that. Well, I may not know. I may not understand. And I remember years ago, the Lord gave me this scripture. If you cry unto me, even your enemies will turn back. Well, I know why he gave me the scripture. I had never heard it before in my life. I looked it up, and I found it in the Bible. And one day I was at work teaching children in the classroom, and I declare, oh, my God, look like they came to school with pitchforks and red horns. They were horrible. And when they left, I couldn't wait for those children to go home. I said, I'm not coming tomorrow. I'll fix everything for a substitute teacher. I got the folder ready for the sub. I put buku work on their desk. I put work, so much thick work on their desk. Folders full of work for them to do the next day. I said, when they have the sub, they're going to have to do plenty of work. I wrote work on the board. I supposed to work. And I left there. I was upset. I was crying when I was in my car. And the scripture came to me. Lord, if I cry unto you, even my enemies will turn back. I cried all the way home. I could hardly see. I was crying. So I was just crying, Lord. I don't know what's wrong with my children. Lord, what did I do wrong? Lord, help me. They all against me, Lord God. Help me, Jesus. So I cried to him. I went home. I took my shower, and I laid down on the floor. And I was still crying before the Lord. I went to sleep, and I woke up. And I said, oh, I got to go to work tomorrow. I went to work. You would have thought every child had a halo and wings. I mean, total reformation, total change. I said, oh, I know you did it, Lord God. I know you turned this class of children around for me. I thank you for doing it, Lord God. And you know he ain't no respected person. You going through something? You need the Lord to help you? Don't you know you're his child? He's going to help you. Even when you do bad things against him, even when you rebel, even when you don't do what he says, he still helps you. He said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. Even those who are rebellious and stubborn, even though he chastised you because he loves you, he's still going to do for you. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. He ain't say those who do everything just right. He said those who walk upright, those who you know, have the love of God in their heart. You intend to do right. You want to do right. It don't always work that way. So, you know, I thank the Father every day. Because he's a good God. And you know what? I thank the Lord that we can read the word. In many countries, they are not allowed to have a Bible. Horrible things happen to them. Arms get cut off. Their houses get burned down if they think they have a Bible in their house. But, you know, we have Bibles. I mean, I got a Bible that's all over the house. I mean, I can't even count the number of Bibles I have. I got so many. And I pray, God, that, you know, I try to pick them all. One in this room, I read that. One in another room, I read that one. None in another room, I read that one. And they all, you know, sometimes different versions. But they help me to understand the word better. So I thank God, you know, that when I apply the word, I study it, I do what he asked me to do, I know, just like you, I'm a prosper and have good success. So, you know, the thought of righteousness, God wants us to be righteous people. You know, he wants us to do good things and think good things. And I thank God that I have the mind of Christ. I ain't perfect, no. But I thank God that I have the mind of Christ. So if anybody wants to share anything, this is sharing time. Press 1 and you can share if you like. You can share something about the word. If you have a testimony, you want to share, press 1. All right, all is quiet today. Seems like nobody want to share anything today. Well, you know what? I'm thinking about salvation. There are so many. I know I have neighbors who not saved. You probably have neighbors who not saved, but I pray that everybody will be saved. You know, God, as he said it in his word, one time he winked at ignorance, but now he's calling everybody everywhere to repent and be saved. So, you know, I'm praying for people to confess the name of Jesus, believe that Jesus is God's son and that he died for them. And, you know, when they confess it with their mouth, he said, you'll be saved. So anybody listening today who's not saved, anybody who will listen another day who's not saved, you know, read Romans 10, 9 and 10, and it will lead you to salvation. It is closing time. You know, I look forward to hearing from you Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 8th, that's the day after tomorrow. The call-in number is the same, 1-619-789-4313. You know, boys to men, girls to ladies. I just thank God for each of you coming on the air with me, you know, just to listen to the word of God. You could have been doing something else. You know, you could have been out to dinner or going to the beach. It's kind of rainy here in Florida, though, but whatever. You know, you could have been cooking a meal or whatever you wanted to do. But I thank God that you took the time to stop by and listen to boys, to men, girls, to ladies. I am just so happy that you joined us. And like I said, if you have something to say, we got a few more minutes. If you want to press 1, you're welcome to do so. There was another scripture that I wanted to share with you, and I sort of overlooked it, not on purpose. It's in 1 Peter 5:8, and it's God's word. It says, be firm in the faith. Resist. Let me start over. I'm going to start off and back up a little bit. Young people, I'm going to start at verse 5. This is 1 Peter 5:5. Young people, in a similar way, place yourselves under the authority of spiritual leaders. Furthermore, all of you must serve each other with humility, because God opposes the arrogant but favors the humble. Be humble by God's power, so that when the right time comes, he will honor you. Turn all your anxiety over to God, because he cares for you. Keep your mind clear and be alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion as he looks for someone to devour. Be firm in your faith and resist him, knowing that other believers throughout the world are going through the same kind of suffering. God, who shows you his kindness and who called you through Christ Jesus to his glory, will restore you, strengthen you, make you strong, and support you as you suffer for a little while. Power belongs to him forever. Amen. So I thank God for his word. You know, I talked earlier about Amber Alert. And, you know, we got to pray for our children daily. And silver alerts has to do with the seniors that are, you know, are mistreated in nursing homes or come up missing because their mind, you know, caused them to wander off or whatever. But, you know, today we're concerned about the children. Make sure you know where your children are all the time. Pray for them. Got grandchildren, pray for them. Our children, pray for them. Even your adult children, pray for them. They can come up missing, too. Adults come up missing. Children come up missing. Seniors come up missing. But we got to constantly stay in the throne room, constantly praying for one another. Well, as I said, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. You know, God loves you so much. He loves you more than you can think or imagine. He loves you with all of his heart, soul, and strength. And all he's asking is that we love him back. Is that too much to ask? To love God back, your creator, the one who created you? He created the stars, the moon, the sun, the sky. He gave us a whole earth to live in. You could go live in China if you want, or you could go. He gave us choices. You can live anywhere in the world you want. And guess what? Wherever you live, he's going to be right there. Right there. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. Oh, no, uh-uh. He said he'll go with you to the pits of hell. He'll go with you wherever you go. He will be there for you. He won't leave. You know when you have friends, they'll go only so far because they're human. But God will go all the way. You heard that song, All the Way with Jesus. Oh, yeah, he goes all the way with you. When you're in trouble, he's there. When you're feeling good, he's right there. He's, you know, telling us things. Listen to him. Listen to what he tells you. Well, I pray each of you have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I love each of you. But guess what? God loves you more than I can. I'm limited, but we serve an unlimited God. Soak up his love and give him love and spread his love to other people. Study his word to please him. Don't forget, I look forward to hearing from you on Saturday, 1-619-789-4313. We have an exciting show planned for you because the Father is going to be there. Don't forget, Father God, you know, he's going to be there. So I'm looking forward to speaking with you. 1-619-789-4319. So have a great evening, and I will speak to you on Saturday. God loves you, and so do I. Don't forget to show his love to other people. God bless you.